This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Today. All right, the Miami Heat, boy, they were shorthanded, but what an effort. Said, hey, man, we're on national TV on ESPN last night, besides with Eric and the gang. But making sure they didn't embarrass themselves last night and kept it close. Actually had a lead, which has been one of the themes of the season, have a lead in the fourth quarter and lose it. And they did. They had a 7-point lead there. I don't know, around 6 minutes left or something, and couldn't hold on to it. And Cavs end up making all the shots and plays. The Heat go a little cold there. Turnover and some other issues that they've had in the past. But you look at the lineup, man. Bam must have felt like he was playing by himself last night. Bam with a big game. I'll tell you what, that's the kind of game where you're going, okay, find out before the game Tyler's not playing. And I'm going, oh, God, okay. Because, you know, if Tyler's playing, there's a chance at 30-35-point game, he can get hot, and he, we've seen it, and improvement to his game and everything else, but you're looking at that lineup. So they go out, and they have the introduce the lineups, and you see them, and I go, wait a second. Bam, Kevin Love, who's back home. I know it's going to be a, you know, love fest because he had a great career there. Davion Mitchell, Alec Burks, and Terry Rozier. And I went, oh, my God. That was my first thought, like, oh, my God, against the best team in the East. And they played them. Man, they not only came back and had a nice lead in the fourth, they're playing great, doing a lot of good things, and then just not enough. But, you know, it was crazy. They had a chance to win, not that that helps your record. It's still a loss this morning. But Alec Burks, 2-for-8, and Terry Rozier, 3-for-14 on a night where, like, hey, man, Bam's going, somebody's got to help me. Some of you guys in the starting lineup, and it didn't happen. Not picking on those two guys. I'm not. Terry Rozier, 3-for-14. Alec Burks, 2-for-8. Two of your starters, 5-of-22. Not going to cut it when you're shorthanded with so many guys that would be playing, not in that game last night. So anyway, next five at home. Hopefully get everybody back from the flu and the injury bug and everything else. You know, it's one thing, you got an older team and everybody's banged up, but this thing right now, to see so many guys out, is not good. Not good. And so we have that. We have a lot of Dolphin news. I teased you and didn't bring it up in the early six, but I did want to bring it up and let you know Bradley Chubb. We were talking yesterday about what he might do. It was obvious they wanted Bradley Chubb back, and they didn't want to cut him. And can you work with this, man? Can you work with this? I like the deal they did. He basically went to an old-school contract. He did. He went to the old-school Joe Robbie school contract. So he was going to make $19.5 million was going to be his salary this year. And he agreed to take a lot less, but got big incentives that he can reach. If he has a great year, he can get most of that money back. Obviously, you can figure it out. Sacks, playing time, starts, games, whatever they're going to put in that contract. May even be wins, may be part of it. But Bradley Chubb is going to be back. So that's good. Listen, I don't want to be talking about a pass rusher to go on top of that list. I kind of been leaving that pass rusher out of this thing, and now we know. And I was told that Chubb, Phillips, and Chop's healthy, but everybody will be ready for the start of camp, and we won't have one guy on a bicycle jogging off the side for the first 3 months. So if that's the case, your top three guys playing. I know Anthony Weaver, defense coordinator, has already said he'd love to play some packages where they can all play together. But if we can get those guys and they can stay healthy and have their best years, it could be fun. It could be fun with Chubb and Phillips and Chop rotating in there as well as playing some together. So that's one thing that obviously is not going to be on top of the priority list. If you're looking with all the other needs, they decided let's try to take care of this and get Bradley Chubb, who had the full year off. I mean, he's now had a full season to get back to 100%. I'm guessing they've seen him work out. They had to make a decision with about three games left ready, whether to play him or not, decided not to. And so full go. So that was one thing that was taken care of yesterday. The Joey Bosa, there's going to be more today and this weekend of guys that are released that either won't take a cut in pay or they just are going to release. It's just too big a number. They got big signing bonuses, off-season bonuses coming up. Teams don't want to pay it because it is. Some of them are $10, $12 million. So they're releasing these guys to save some money. Off performance and injury. And Joey Bosa, when he plays, he's missed a lot of games. Pretty healthy last year, but the 2 years before, Joey's missed a lot of games. And he's had a hell of a career saying all that. He has had one hell of a career so far. I'm guessing he's not done. The big dollars will be gone, but he can still play for somebody. I'm guessing he'll get some phone calls. Only 29, gonna be 30 here pretty soon. But has that had himself a hell of a career for everybody, knowing the Bosa brothers and their father, who played in the 80s. His uncle played in the 80s down here for the Dolphins, both first-round picks. And Joey and Nick, of course, went to St. Thomas Aquinas. I think it'd be kind of cool if Joey and Nick played together. That would be, and again, I don't know, you know, where Joey is after all the injuries and stuff. I don't know where he is from. Listen, when he was in his prime and early on, he was he looked a lot like Nick does right now. He was really, really good. So anyway, there's going to be a lot of that going on, though. And then we got a whole group of guys that are asking to be traded and know this needs to happen. If it is, usually before free agency starts. So it's a great time, man. All this stuff means is your team, because all around the NFL cities are going, man, I'd like to get this guy. Oh, DK Metcalf, man, that would be the guy we need, man. That'd be the number one receiver we need. That big, strong 6'4", 230-pound freak that can run. Man, we got to get that guy. And how much? And Devontae Adams, oh, my God, he can still play at 32 years old. He's still really good. And so gives everybody hope, man, with all this stuff. It's great for the NFL. You throw in trades and releases and extensions and everything else that the league has going on, and all the players are asking to be traded. And some of the teams have said, go out and find your team, find your deal, and have us call us and see if the compensation for us is fair or not. If we can get a draft pick, usually, that we like, we'll do it. So, yeah, this is next couple days going to really, really going to get turned up a notch or two. The Sam Darnold will be the big free agent. Watch for everybody to see what all these teams that desperately need a starting quarterback, what is there, 5-6 teams, 7 teams right now, to Sam Darnold. Least. Sam Darnold.
How about what's the deal with that, man? The guy has a few bad games at the end of the season. He's in the MVP conversation the entire year. He has a few bad games. and all of a sudden he's worthless?
Those two games hurt him.
I mean, come on, man.
Those two games definitely did not help him.
He just seems like he's the real deal, right? I mean, physically, right? He's got the perfect build to be a quarterback. He's got a prototypical quarterback. He can, I don't know, man. I just think it's funny how a guy goes from the MVP conversation to nobody wants him.
Well, no, I think they want him. They just want him. Oh, no, he's going to start, Woody, on one of those teams, but I don't think he's getting close to $50 million. So you know what's hurting him? Number one, he's got one of the two or three best receivers that he was throwing to. The guy on the other side is also a first-round pick who's really good. They got
blaming his weapons.
I think you just get you almost right. It's like fine. I don't know. It's
people
Sam
do
Darnold,
that with our guy here, so it's fine.
Sam Darnold, is he the system guy or what's
the system guy?
By the way, I'm kind of curious to see what the league thinks, man. They don't go around and talk to each other about it. All the teams that need quarterbacks. I saw the debate yesterday. Would you rather have Aaron Rodgers or Sam Darnold? And I was like, man, and. Does make you stop to look at all the work, and I know one guy's a pain in the ass, you know, and...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sam Darnold's obviously a lot younger, but hasn't had the success of a 41-year-old or 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers, but a good chance both those guys are going to be starting this year. I do agree. A lot of people think, as crazy as it is, Aaron Rodgers is not looking to be somebody's backup. Just doesn't look like, does it? Does Aaron Rodgers, from what you've seen, look like a guy? Because I know what he's thinking. Wait a second, Tom Brady was never a backup. That guy in his 40s went to Tampa Bay and kept winning games. I'm going to do that. Will somebody give him a chance to come in? And you know you got to have that talk with him.
I think that teams are smart enough to know he's not a backup.
Yeah, he's not.
I think teams would be at least smart enough. Now, will someone give him a shot to be a starter? I assume somebody will, I guess. I think it's a terrible idea. I really hope whatever team Cam Ward, I told you that they had that Giants scenario where the Giants trade up to take Cam Ward and they bring in Aaron Rodgers,
man,
a one-year thing. Yeah, but he needs to stay away from Cam Ward.
You
don't need that guy getting ruined in year one.
Some of the guys on the team like him. You got guys that don't like him. And the problem is for coaches and the front office, the comments that he makes, you can't control him. Like, hey, do you mind? I just feel like no matter where he goes, he wants to do lots of stuff outside of football. He doesn't want to just be all in on the football stuff. He wants to do – I got to tell you another one that's interesting. Tom Brady apparently has got most of the control of what's going on, especially at the quarterback position. Everybody's making it sound like, hey, Tom Brady didn't sign off on the quarterback and he doesn't talk to him. We're not doing it. How would you like to be the GM and Pete Carroll in that situation? Tom's had a little more success than you two at quarterback. He's been the guy, and he's the greatest of all time. Tom, what do you think? What if Tom says, hey, I've talked to Aaron. I don't know, maybe he loves Aaron Rodgers. What if he says, hey, Aaron's what we need. Aaron's, I've talked to him.
He doesn't seem like he would be the Aaron Rodgers type. Because Brady was the opposite, man. Like, Brady was all about football.
Yes.
And no distract. Like, he was the king of no distractions.
I don't remember Tom Brady doing a lot of stuff during football season.
The only thing Brady did that was a distraction was he was getting in trouble for throwing to his receivers at parks or whatever.
Yeah. Hey, by the way.
Remember, it was like, yeah. They had helicopters overhead.
And who's going to get mad? Tom I remember Brady doing a show.
The rules.
Yeah. I was like, who's going to get mad that Tom Brady is taking his guys during COVID to a park and throwing to them because he wants to get an early jump on everybody else and get timing? I'm thinking, I want every quarterback, like every quarterback should be doing that. Go in the friggin' in the middle of the mountains. Go to Montana or something. Go up there and throw to your guys. Look, put them up in your pad.
The reality is with Aaron Rodgers, whether you agree with his opinions or not, he is going to go on that show every single week and say some crazy stuff that's going to get people going one way or another, right?
Yes.
And a lot of his stuff is way out there. So you got to deal with that. I don't think Tom Brady wants to deal with that.
That team,
I don't think anyone wants to deal with
that.
No,
well, that team does not want to deal with that. That team's got enough problems. The Raiders, they have enough. And so anyway, this thing's going to be fun, man. This thing is going to sit back, grab your popcorn, and see what's going to happen. And by the way, for anybody who thinks the negotiations are starting Monday, come on, man. You remember that? Parcells, like free agency opened at 12 o'clock and he had a guy signed at 12:01. Anybody remember that?
They call that tampering.
They're like, wait a second, it just opened. How the hell did you get so many deals done by like in the middle of the night? Bill Parcells got a deal done in 1 minute. Yeah, I mean, so, yeah, they're going to get going on this. Every team's trying to get in position with guys they like. And, hey, are we in on this? Yeah, but so are two other teams like them too. And the money, what's the money look like? And you're trying to get going. So the Dolphins freed up some money yesterday with Bradley Chubb. And here we go. Anyway,
I got to tell you, by the way, when this Aaron Rodgers stuff comes up, the amount of people that want him for the Dolphins is, like, jarring. I know text line is not necessarily, like, a representation of the fan base, but the fact that people think he would be a better fit for this team is insane.
I do remember.
And people know I'm not a Tua fan.
Well,
but my God, man, what are you thinking? You bring that guy in?
Aaron Rodgers came in at the end of the year, but he's going, you can't have this guy. Then he started playing better. Had two of his best games against the Dolphins. Started playing better football. And teams are going, you know, I know what they went through there in New York, but a lot of it's Woody and it's not very stable at the top. Maybe for us, he won't be such a pain in the ass. And he still, and by
he
the
won
way,
five games.
If you watch him throw, on. If you watch him throw,
yeah,
the ball,
I'm sure he looks fine. Joe, they won five games, and I don't think that team was terrible on offense. They had a lot of weapons over there, didn't they?
Their defense,
last I checked,
their defense didn't play as well.
I know, but my God, man,
they had a
come
drop
on.
Off on defense. No, right, no question. The offense and everything.
I just wouldn't. Trade
and by the
Tua
way,
for that guy, I just don't think that helps anything.
And the other thing that Aaron Rodgers got a knock on, they got knocked for bringing all his Green Bay guys in, and those were his guys, and other guys felt left out. So all that stuff, all that little drama stuff that the Jets just couldn't handle. They can say whatever they want, and Aaron can talk about relationships with teammates are the most important thing and all that stuff. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Guys that you've been with forever. Loyalty. All right, hey, we got to go to break, man. Got a lot more stuff to get to, like around the clock, air conditioning and plumbing. Well, I'll tell you what, a lot of people try to copy what Big Daddy put together 35, 36 years ago, all built on great service and one fantastic billboard. And I got to tell you, around the clock, air conditioning and plumbing is still going strong. We lost Big Daddy Lenny, but we did not lose his son, the family, and the great work ethic with all those people that have been with Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing for a long, long time. Trained and certified technicians, 135 trucks on the road every day, licensed, experienced plumbers on the road every day, taking care of all your plumbing problems and air conditioning problems. We got a warehouse full of air conditioning units and water heaters. You have any kind of problem, we don't have to order them. We don't have to go to a special store. We have them in stock, ready to go for you. I always tell everybody, part of great service, the same-day installation is always the goal. Financing plans, always there for you to help you out. And as I said, family-owned and operated and ready right now to help you. So whatever it is, whether it's a plumbing problem, or an air conditioning problem or need a new air conditioning unit for your home, your business, for a rental property, don't worry, man. One place to go, Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. They'll take great care. Make sure you tell them Joe Rose said to give them a call. 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-349-6922 for Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and